This is Ozarks at Large. We continue our reporting on CDC findings about COVID-19 and Arkansas's minority populations. The CDC has spent time investigating the impact the virus has had on Arkansas's Marshallese migrant community. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Thousands of Marshallese have legally settled in Arkansas to work, go to school, and obtain health care. But after centuries of colonization and a decade of U.S. Cold War nuclear weapons testing on the Marshall Islands, experts say Marshallese now suffer with some of the highest rates of diabetes, obesity, cardiovascular disease, and cancers in the world. And according to the CDC AR3 field team investigation, Marshallese account for 40% of all COVID-19 fatalities in the two-county region, yet comprise just 2% of the population.
They're scared. They definitely are scared.
Dr. Sheldon Ricklin, associate professor, University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences Northwest, served as an advisor to the CDC coronavirus investigation and as a clinician at Community Clinic. He's also consulting with regional hospitalists treating islanders stricken with SARS-CoV-2.
It seems from the report where they caught the infections, part of it was in their employment places, like the poultry plants, and part of it was in the community, and also part of it was in the households or anything related to the households.
Marshallese households traditionally include grandparents, aunts and uncles, children and grandchildren. Ricklin says, although an increasing number of Marshallese are employed by Walmart and in the medical industry, a majority continue to work in poultry processing plants. In Arkansas, data show meatpacking facilities are COVID hotspots, although the CDC team declined to investigate poultry companies, claiming it was beyond the objectives of their mission. Of over 12,000 Marshallese who live in Arkansas, nearly 1,800 have tested positive for the novel coronavirus. Of those, 27 have died. Ricklin says the virus quickly spread due to traditional practices.
Any kind of activity, any kind of communal festivity that we do, we invite clans. We invite members and our family members, our extended family members.
Such gatherings persisted up until only recently, he says.
But hearing it from their own community members, that so-and-so is admitted and has been in the hospital for so long and so has passed away. So I think definitely the last few weeks, you know, it's become much more real to them.
Despite efforts last April by the Arkansas Department of Health and local Marshallese advocacy groups to inform and warn Pacific Islanders about COVID-19, stigma, the CDC team found, has played a role in so many islanders testing positive.
So I think the messaging there, we still have to kind of educate people that it's okay. It's not your fault that you are positive. We're all in this together. But the way that we can mitigate this, we need to know who's positive so we can address that situation.
Initially, Ricklin says islanders were willing to be tested, primarily at Bates Public Health Clinic and Springdale Community Clinics, as well as UAMS Northwest. But he says now more are resisting getting tested due to misinformation.
And, you know, because, you know, the sources of information that they get from Facebook or from other social media platforms comes from different sources that are not reliable.
Most Marshallese flock to social media to communicate and share family news. But out of fear of being hospitalized and isolated, Ricklin says, more sick islanders are waiting until the last minute to obtain medical care. And many working poor Marshallese are uninsured, Ricklin says, which is why he and advocates are pressing Congress to reinstate Medicaid. The entitlement was revoked in 1996 due to welfare reform. The pandemic practices of self-quarantine is also foreign to islanders, Ricklin says.
You know, trying to quarantine and isolate, I mean, it's just anti-Marshallese. So for us, we really need to kind of educate them on why exactly it is. I mean, within our culture, our family, our elders are key, our foundation. They're the ones who perpetuate our culture through life. So it's very Marshallese for me to do what I need to do to protect my elders and my family.
With guidance from Ricklin, the CDC team spent several weeks meeting with Marshallese Consul General Alden Alec, who leads a COVID-19 task force, members of the Marshallese Educational Initiative, and Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese, staging focus groups of youth, adults, and religious leaders. The CDC found financial, cultural, and communication barriers to adopting pandemic prevention and mitigation, including wearing masks. The agency recommends intensive testing, contact tracing, and culturally competent education.
Realistically, at this point, I don't know how that's going to work. Because, you know, even at this point, we're having problems in getting testing at the employment places, or even getting the equipment and the supplies to do the testing, which leads to the lag of results coming back to those getting tested, which, you know, one of their recommendations was to get immediate test results, you know, preferably within 24 hours, which would be great if we could do that. But again, the resources, the funding has to come from somewhere, okay? It has to come from at least the federal government. I think part of it should also come from the CDC. Definitely the state needs to kind of put some money into it as well. And, you know, somebody's got to take charge in doing it and doing it well, you know, according to their guidelines.
Rickland says Marshallese have to be paid navigators in any intervention process, including encouraging the wearing of face coverings.
We've been urging all of our people there over and over again, wear the mask.
Jack Nadenthal is Secretary of Health and Human Services in the Republic of the Marshall Islands. Of 80,000 residents, he says, 30,000 Marshallese live in the United States, whom he's been closely monitoring.
And today, when I was on Facebook, someone had posted a picture of a graveyard in Arkansas, and it's all these freshly dug graves with Marshall Islands flags on them. And it just really had an impact on me. It's just devastating for us to watch.
Nadenthal, a dual citizen of the U.S. and Marshall Islands, has fought for 3 decades to fully compensate Marshallese subjected to 67 U.S. atomic and thermonuclear bomb tests in the mid-20th century. Today, unemployment in the RMI, he says, hovers around 40%, and minimum wage, $3 per hour for an intergenerational Islander family of 15. That's why thousands are moving to the U.S. to earn a living wage.
And that's the other issue that's really impacting, especially Marshallese in the Arkansas area, is they work in these meatpacking plants and other factories. That's the kind of jobs most Marshallese do. And if they don't go to work, their families starve and they can't pay rent and they become homeless and out on the street.
Another reason Islanders are migrating to the U.S., he says, is because medical facilities are scant in the remote Pacific archipelago.
We have wonderful, wonderful doctors here and nurses and very dedicated people, but we have never had the facilities to deal with the cancers that have been left over from the nuclear testing and the very high rates. I think we're the second or third highest per capita rate of diabetes in the world. That just plays into this COVID disease when people are immunocompromised, like so many of our people are. And it's just devastating to watch how this disease is like the perfect storm for harming Marshallese people.
Marshallese living in Hawaii, Oregon, Washington State, Utah, Oklahoma, Iowa, and Missouri are also seriously impacted by the pandemic, Nadenthal says.
Where there are high populations of Pacific Islanders, they're always the highest vulnerability for COVID. And among those Pacific Islanders, it's always Marshallese. In every one of these states, the Marshallese are getting hammered.
Nadenthal's wife, daughter, and grandson have been sequestered in Oregon for 4 months due to the pandemic. The reason Nadenthal has not seen his wife is the Marshallese government closed its borders to international travel in early March. As a consequence, the Marshall Islands is one of a dozen nations on Earth which remains free of COVID-19. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
You can find a link to the full CDC report to the Arkansas Department of Health at ozarksatlarge.com. 91.3 KUAF remains committed to keeping you up to date with how the virus is affecting us here. You can follow the latest developments at the COVID-19 update page at KUAF.com. Hear the news each weekday morning at 5:30 and 7:30 with Antoinette Grajeda, and listen to the governor's press briefings live most afternoons beginning at 1:30 on 91.3.